Okay, so we're gonna continue Erev Tavshilin from last week. I'm just gonna review a little bit because it's been a week, and then we'll go ahead. I don't know if we're gonna be able to address all the issues that we had last week. We delved into it deeply, but we'll probably address other issues and go back to some of the issues that we had last week. The big question that we had, which the Gemara also has, is what is this concept of Erev Tavshilin? Why do we have this whole concept that on Wednesday, in a couple of days, we're going to have to do an Erev Tavshilin, we're going to have to cook something, and then magically you're now allowed to cook from Yontav to Shabbos. All of a sudden you're allowed to do this. What's the problem? Why is there isn't even a problem to cook from Shabbos to Yontav. There really is no problem. There is a problem, Yontav to Shabbos, sorry. There is a problem to cook from Yontav to the weekday. And that's about preparing for the weekday. You're not allowed to prepare for the weekday. But there is no problem until this Gemara with regards to cooking from Yontav to Shabbos. There is no problem with that. So we have to figure out, A, what the problem is, and B, how does this concept of Erev Tavshilin solve that problem? How does it solve that problem? So we quoted the Gemara. The Gemara first quoted a pasuk, and this part I don't want to get into as much. We dealt with it last week. They quoted a pasuk, and then it quoted two different opinions as to why it is that we need to do this Erev Tavshilin. Two really opposite opinions as to why we do this concept of Erev Tavshilin. We first had Rava, and then we had Rav Ashi, and that's quoted here in the first source on page 1. The Gemara says, "My taima." Rava says, "Kedei shiyivra mani yafa l'shabbos u'mani yafa liyamtiv." The reason why we have a concept of Erev Tavshilin is just to make sure that we have food that is designated for Shabbos. To make things simple, we dealt with this more in depth last time, but to make things simple, one might forget over the course of Yontav, you're dealing with Yontav completely, the next day is Shabbos, so you might forget that tomorrow is Shabbos, and therefore you won't have any food ready for Shabbos. And so therefore, we created the Erev Tavshilin to remind you that there's Shabbos. On Wednesday, you have to remember to make a dish, which is really for Shabbos. And then you're going to remember it, and then you'll remember over the course of Yontav that today's Thursday, today's Friday, Shabbos is coming. If I didn't have that, so then I would have been just constantly dealing with Rosh Hashanah, with Sukkot. I would forget about Shabbos, and then I wouldn't have any food for Shabbos. So therefore, they created this concept of an Erev Tavshilin that you then cook something on Wednesday so that you remember that I have to make a good dish for Shabbos, and then over the course of Yontav, I still will have Shabbos in mind. That's the first opinion of Rava. So the whole reason why they instituted the concept of Erev Tavshilin is really for the sake of Shabbos. Not for the sake of Yontav, but for the sake of Shabbos. It's really to remember Shabbos. That was the first opinion without getting into all the details that we dealt with last time. Rav Ashi has the second opinion, and this is also quoted in the first source here, in the Gemara in Beitza. Rav Ashi Amar, Kidei sheyomru ein ofen miyomtav l'shabbos, kal v'chomer miyomtav l'chol. Rav Ashi says, and this is quoted at the bottom of the page in English also, Rav Ashi says that the reason why we created a concept of Erev Tavshilin is not for Shabbos, but it's really for Yom Tov. Why is it for Yom Tov? Because a person who cooks from Yom Tov to Shabbos, which is perfectly permissible, is going to then think that on a classical case of Yom Tov, where the weekday follows Yom Tov, that I could also cook from Yom Tov to the weekday, which is not allowed. That is not allowed. So in order to remember now, wait a minute, something's different here. There's something unique about going from Yontav to Shabbos, where I'm allowed to cook, because there's different reasons that are given in the Gemara why you're allowed to cook, but let's say because it's all defined as one Shabbos. It's like one holiday. Even though there are different holidays, there's Yontav and there's Shabbos, but Yontav in the Torah is also called the Shabbos. The Torah does refer to Yontav as a Shabbos, so it is all referred to as a Shabbos, so therefore I'm allowed to cook from day to day. That's why I'm allowed to do that from Shabbos. But I'm not allowed to do that to the weekday. So since I'm not allowed to do that for the weekday, so we have to remember that this is different. Really, Yom Tov is special, and I'm only supposed to focus on Yom Tov during Yom Tov. I'm not supposed to worry about anything else. I can't worry about what's going to happen on a random Tuesday or random Wednesday after the Yom Tov. I'm only supposed to be thinking about the Yom Tov itself. Happens to be that this is an exception. What we're going to have this week is an exception. We're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But in general, we're not supposed to be thinking about what's going to happen beyond the day of Yom Tov. And so as a reminder, we have this concept of Erev Tavshilin. We have Erev Tavshilin where we do this thing on Wednesday, which will then allow me to cook on Thursday and Friday. We're going to have to get into what exactly the Erev Tavshilin accomplishes. Why is it that all of a sudden now I am allowed to cook? That what exactly, why don't I just say a few words? Why do I specifically have to do this whole concept of Erev Tavshilin to then cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? They could have instituted anything. They could have said, just say, I know this is different. Like, why did they institute it specifically in this way? They could have done a whole bunch of different things to show that this is a different setting. This is not Yom Tov to the weekday. This is Yom Tov to Shabbos. And this is an exception. So they could have done it a whole bunch of different ways. We're going to have to get into, that's what we're going to deal with today, why is it that they specifically had it in this way, that you have to cook something on Wednesday, and by cooking something on Wednesday, now I am allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so that I know that this is different than your classical case of Yom Tov, where you're cooking from Yom Tov, where you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to the weekday. So that's all to know that it's different than your regular case of Yom Tov to the weekday. So in the end of the day, we have two different opinions. Why do we have this concept of Erev Tavshilin? One reason is for the sake of Shabbos. Really, I have this whole concept for the sake of Shabbos, to remember Shabbos. Everything's going to be so, so busy through the whole Yom Tov, through Rosh Hashanah, through Sukkot. So I have to make something on Wednesday to remember that there's a concept of Shabbos. And the second opinion is Rav Ashi says it has nothing to do with Shabbos. We'll remember Shabbos, whatever it is. The point is that I have to remember Yom Tov. I have to remember that Yom Tov is different, that there's something unique to Yom Tov, that I'm not supposed to be thinking about the weekday over the course of Yom Tov. And I have to remember that this is unique. This situation of going from Yom Tov to Shabbos is unique, where I'm allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, even though in a classical case of Yom Tov to the weekday, I'm not allowed to cook. I'm only supposed to focus on the Yom Tov itself. That's the basic dispute between Rava and Rav Ashi. So now let me ask you a question. I asked this question last time, but let me ask you a question. Now that you now have some more material, what do you think about doing the Erev Tavshilin today? Today is Monday. I forget what day it is. Today's Monday. Am I allowed to make the Erev Tavshilin today? And forget, Wednesday is a very busy day. Erev Rosh Hashanah is very busy. I might forget about making the Erev Tavshilin. Could I make it today? Would I be able to make it today?
No.
Why?
No.
Why not?
Why not? I mean, you could.
Why not? It's a reminder. You're creating a reminder. As long as you have it over Yom Tov and Shabbos.
So you have a reminder. So you created the reminder. Okay, so let's say if it's about preparing a food for Shabbos.
Oh, that's different. You're introducing a new concept.
No, because according to the first opinion, says that on Wednesday we make a food for Shabbos to remember that Shabbos is around. So therefore, already from Wednesday I remember that Shabbos is coming in a couple of days. That's what Rava says. I'm making this dish. Why am I making this dish? His language is Kadesh Shiver Mana Yafal Shabbos Umana Yafal Yantiv. That this dish is supposed to be for Shabbos. You're supposed to leave it for Shabbos. And the reason for that is because now I'm cooking something for Shabbos. So what about Monday? Does anybody ever cook for Shabbos starting on Monday?
No.
No.
No. Nice. You usually cook for Shabbos the day before Shabbos.
The day before, yeah, but this is the closest opportunity that you have. So that would be the Wednesday. Yeah. So that's why, according to Rava,
we have freezers.
Yeah.
What do you say?
We have freezers.
Yeah.
We do have freezers, but it's true we have freezers.
Yes, people are cooking today for Yom Tov Sukkot.
2 weeks off.
They're putting it in the freezer.
It's true.
I know people who cook challahs and then they use it for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yes.
No, that is also true. It's also true. But if you want to clearly show that this is for Shabbos,
you wouldn't do it the day before Rosh Hashanah. That's a weird thing to do.
Why wouldn't you do it the closest day that's possible before Shabbos, which is the day before Rosh Hashanah?
Why? Wait, why is that the closest day that's possible? Like, it's only...
Well, in order to remember, during Yom Tov, where it's very busy, right. I'm focused on Rosh Hashanah,
yeah.
So then that's not when I'm supposed to do it. The whole point of Erev Tavshilin is to remember over Rosh Hashanah, that I should think about the next day, which is Shabbos. So I'm not going to institute to do it on Rosh Hashanah. That's the day that we're concerned for.
Right.
So on Wednesday, we'll say, go cook on Wednesday for Shabbos. Also, the language of Rava is also, Shiyever mana yafe l'Shabbos. It's not just make some random dish. And it's not, I'll make it 5 weeks beforehand, and I don't care if it's stale or if it's not stale. The point is that, no, Shabbos is something which is special. The whole point of this institution is to remember Shabbos, to remember that you're supposed to cook good food for Shabbos. So when should I do that? I should do that as close as possible
to Shabbos. I should also make a really nice dish, but you could use whatever you want.
Yeah, so that is an interesting point. I think it's possible you could do whatever you want. That's because I think the reason for that is because we pass in like Rav Ashi, we pass in like the other opinion. But it is true, according to Rava, according to this opinion, it's a very good point, what kind of dish do you have to make? Could I just use matzah or just, you know, boil an egg? Like, oh, an egg, that's my Shabbos meal. I got it.
This is like your Sudas HaMavsekas now.
Yeah, this is your Sudas HaMavsekas. So according to Rava, first of all, we see you should do it as close as possible to Shabbos because the fresher it is, the better it is. And second of all, according to Rava, you should have to make a very nice dish. Mm-hmm. You should make something which is really meaningful for Shabbos. Don't just, you know, rely on your matzahs. You should really make something which is good for Shabbos. The reason why we don't do this is because we hold like the second opinion. Mm-hmm. We really hold like the second opinion. But according to the first opinion, which is something to keep in mind, according to the first opinion that it's all about Shabbos, so then I really should cook something which is fresh and something which is good for Shabbos. So now everyone here on Wednesday is going to start, you know.
So Wednesday you're going to cook something that's fresh for Shabbos.
It's the closest possible. It's the closest which is possible. You can't. The whole concern is that you're going to forget about it on Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
I mean, keep in mind in Israel, this wasn't written in Israel, but in Israel there's only one day of Yom Tov. So now you're cooking Thursday. They're doing the Erev Tavshil and they do it on Thursday.
Except for Rosh Hashanah.
Not this year, but for Sukkot they'll be doing it on Friday. Yeah.
I think you should probably be able to do it from like Tuesday, like night sundown, right? Like because technically
you're saying because that's the halachic day. You're saying that's the halachic day.
Well, no, not just that, but it's the halachic day, but it's also that I know that the tradition is that you should that the previous Shabbat that all the way up until Tuesday night it's okay. Connected to the previous Shabbat.
Interesting mm-hmm. idea. So you want to say that up to Tuesday is already part of the previous week. He's quoting the Talmud that says that from up to Tuesday, we still view it as part of the previous week. That's why the previous Shabbos. That's why you're allowed to make, if one forgot to make Havdalah on Motzei on Saturday night, so then you have up to Tuesday to make Havdalah. Because it's really viewed as just part of the previous Shabbos. And starting from Wednesday, so that already is part of the next, that's part of the next week. Okay, so you want to suggest that you could already do it, whatever is defined as part of the next week, so then that's when you could start doing it. Interesting suggestion.
But if you hold like Rav Ashi, does it matter when you do it?
Ah, so now we dealt with Rava. So according to Rava, we said the best time to do it, or perhaps the only time to do it, would be Wednesday, perhaps Tuesday night. Sometime as close as possible to Shabbos. What about Rav Ashi? So what's Rav Ashi's opinion? So he says that we have to do something to realize that this is something which is different. This situation is different. We're going from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's different than Yom Tov during the week. And we have to remember that Yom Tov is something which is special. Even though I'm allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, in general, I'm not supposed to be thinking about what's going to happen after Yom Tov. I'm only supposed to focus on the holiday itself. So then the question is, what exactly am I accomplishing? So why do I have to do this Erev Tavshilin? So you suggested that it's just a reminder.
It's just a reminder.
Okay, so right now we have... So what is the purpose of the Erev Tavshilin? It's just a reminder, which is probably your simplest explanation, to say that this is just a reminder. So if it's a reminder, could I do this reminder on Sunday? Or Monday, today? Yeah, so they say that perhaps you could do that. You could do the reminder on Monday. Perhaps that would work. So they do suggest that perhaps it would work to do it on Monday. I don't know how far back you could go. Can I say 6 months? You know, right after Shavuos, can I then go, the next holiday is going to be Rosh Hashanah. The next day, I'm going to make an Erev Tavshilin. So,
make a half a dozen for the whole year.
Yeah, well, in one day. I'm good for the next century. But, so I don't know how far back you go, but they do say perhaps it doesn't have to be that Wednesday, perhaps it could be earlier in the week.
When you say they... Who are the they?
They are the later commentators, the Achronim.
Okay. Oh, because we actually pass on like this opinion.
We pass on like
so
Rav Ashi.
Deal with that question.
I think the Achronim also deal with Rava. Achronim right. Are not. Anyway, they also deal with Rava, but Rav Ashi is who we pass on like. Yeah. Okay, so that would be a big difference. So that would be a big difference between these two opinions. Is the purpose to honor the Shabbos, or is the purpose because we're really supposed to remember Yom Tov? Those are the two opinions, and a difference between these two opinions would be one. Should it be fresh? How early could you cook this dish? And number two, how good of a dish, how tasty does this dish have to be? Are we really making something which is, you know, a meaningful dish? Or is it just something that's acting as a reminder? And if it's just a reminder, so then I could use whatever I want. The Gemara says, you know what I could use for an Erev Tavshilin? I could cook a dish, and when I, let's say I cook chicken or something, and like sometimes there's just like some leftovers of the chicken that I'm not actually going to serve. It's just like small pieces that are left over. I could use those small pieces. I'm really using this chicken for whatever I'm using it for. Let's say I'm using it for Yantav even. But I have some small pieces that are left over, pretty meaningless pieces, so I'm allowed to use that as my Erev Tavshilin. And I think that's going within the opinion of Rav Ashi, because the whole purpose here, let's say, according to the simple explanation, is just it's a reminder. If it's a reminder, so who cares what I use? I could use something which is not even, which lacks significance. I could just use anything, and then that could act as my reminder. Okay. So now I wanted to go into these two opinions. First we'll go into Rava, and then we'll go into Rav Ashi, independently. So if you turn the page, Adam asked the question last week. Does anybody remember? Adam, do you remember what you asked last week? Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah, it was a really good question.
Yeah.
I think so. The question was...
It was... you can go for it. If you need help, I'll help you out.
Okay.
Your question.
Yeah. If, in fact, we are only doing it at... No, if we're doing it for Shabbos...
Yeah, this is all according to the opinion. Right now we're dealing with the opinion that says that the reason why we have Erev Tavshilin is to remember Shabbos. It's all to remember Shabbos.
Right, in which case... No, okay, now I'm blanking. You're going to have to remind me.
Okay. So, Rabbi Lichtman, do you remember the question? I'm kidding. The question is, the whole purpose is to remember Shabbos, right? So the purpose, I make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, and now I'm remembering Shabbos, because I created this cooked dish for Shabbos. According to Rava, it's supposed to be a nice dish, which is for Shabbos. And now that will allow me to cook on Friday. But let's say the following scenario comes up. I forgot to do the Erev Tavshilin. I did not do it on Wednesday. Comes Friday, and I remember Shabbos. It's Friday. I know today's Rosh Hashanah. But I'm remembering, I know, I have to cook right now. Let me cook right now. So what's the halacha? Am I allowed to cook right now? No, you're not allowed to cook because you forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, and today's Friday, the day that I'm supposed to remember it. And I do remember it, yet we're told that you're not allowed to cook. It's backwards. If I'm remembering it right now, so then just let me cook. Why is it that I have to make the Erev Tavshilin to remember? Okay, fine, I understand that they want me to remember it, so they make a concept called the Erev Tavshilin. But if I forget to do it and I remember it on Friday, just let me cook. I'm going to cook for Shabbos. It seems a little backwards.
It seems backwards if you're not taking into account that Rava speaking to people heading into the Yontif as opposed to necessarily only during the Yontif.
So I think you're getting somewhere, but elaborate.
So you're heading into a three-dayer. You shouldn't just be concentrating on Rosh Hashanah. You should not forget, says Rava, that there's also the holy day of Shabbos, and you should be thinking about that even just going into Rosh Hashanah.
And let's say I forgot, but I remember on Friday.
You got a problem.
But why? But okay, fine.
Why throw out the baby with the bathwater?
So the law should be: do the Erev Tavshilin. As an ideal situation, you should do the Erev Tavshilin if you forgot to do it, but you remember on Friday, so then cook on Friday.
Plus, I guess, and as an extension of the same question, is the fact that you should also be, therefore, have a hard chiyuv to do an Erev Tavshilin purely to be yotze the mitzvah of Zachar Zion Shabbos, even say before Purim.
Well, so I think you were mentioning two ideas there.
I think they're the same basic idea.
Your point is to say that there should be an obligation to do it?
Anytime there is a Yom Tov before Shabbos, you should have a hard chiyuv. In order to be yotze the mitzvah of Zachar Zion Shabbos, you should have to do an Erev Tavshilin.
Well,
regardless of the condition, regardless of cooking.
You don't even have a hard chiyuv okay, to do an Erev Tavshilin.
So Adam is going back to a point that we mentioned last week. Adam is going back to, which was a discussion that we had last week. The Gemara says that Rava, who says that you have to make this Erev Tavshilin to remember Shabbos, is based on a pasuk. It's based on a verse which says to remember the Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So last week we dealt with a whole discussion whether that pasuk, that verse, is really a command that you should remember the Shabbos in this situation? Or is it dealing with Kiddush? Really, it's really dealing with... That pasuk is really saying that you should make Kiddush. Kiddush is about remembering Shabbos. We make Kiddush to remember Shabbos. So that's a whole discussion in terms of that pasuk, whether there's an obligation or not. But in terms of whether there's an obligation or not, how does that impact this? Let's say there is an obligation.
Same question.
But if you forget about it, if you didn't fulfill the obligation, you should still be allowed to remember Shabbos on Friday.
It ties into the same thing. That which creates the obligation is the same thing which would allow you to either cook or not.
But why? Why?
I'm remembering it on Shabbos. Rather the opposite. It's an obligation to remember Shabbos and has no bearing on whether or not you should be allowed to cook.
Oh, okay, so you're asking the same question.
I think it's all related.
Yeah, it's all related. So that's the basic question. Even if I forget about the Erev Tavshilin, I completely forget about it. But still, if I remember it on Friday, let me cook on Friday. That's the basic question. Yeah.
I would say that the problem is that you can't... The whole thing is that you can't think about Shabbos on Yom Tov. We're obligated to think about Yom Tov on Yom Tov and not about Shabbos, but we still have the obligation to remember Shabbos. And so when can we remember Shabbos? We have to remember it before Yom Tov, because otherwise we're going to be in a situation where we're going to be remembering Shabbos at a time when we shouldn't be remembering Shabbos.
I think we are allowed to remember Shabbos and Yom Tov. I think we're supposed to remember Shabbos and Yom Tov because it's all viewed as, to a certain degree, it's all viewed as one theme, one general theme. The Torah calls Yom Tov Shabbos. So there is a broad theme of Shabbos. So that's why you are allowed to remember and supposed to remember Shabbos and Yom Tov also. The whole point of the Erev Tavshilin is to remind yourself to remember Shabbos on Yom Tov when you're very busy. So that's you are supposed to remember it. Okay, so let's see. There's a lot of the earlier commentators, the Rishonim, deal with this question. I just wanted to quote one of them. I thank Yonatan for not going ahead. this is in the top of source 2. So I have it in Hebrew and in English. This is the Rashba, who's one of our Rishonim, one of the earlier commentators. He says, he first quotes the Gemara, "My time Amar Rava Kadesh Yever Mana Yafal Shabbos and Mana Yafal Yantav." Rav is of the opinion that the reason why we have Erev Tavshilin is so that we remember Shabbos. The purpose is to remember Shabbos. Even though everyone's so busy, you're still supposed to remember Shabbos. He says, "Va'afal Gav, the Erev Lichvot Shabbos Tiknu Al Rava." The whole purpose of the Erev is to remember Shabbos. Afilu Hachi Lo Tikshi. Don't ask the following question. Had our question. Di'im ne'achal eruvo osha avad lo yivasha la b'tzchilu l'shabbos. He asks it slightly differently, but it's a similar question. He says the halacha is, let's say you lost the eruv, or you consumed the eruv. So then the halacha is, so too, if Friday comes and you lost it, so then too, you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to cook it. He says, don't ask, digam zeh takana l'shabbos. He says, don't ask, so then why can't I just cook? If I remember it on Friday, let me just cook. So he says, the gam zeh takana l'shabbos. You can't. Why? Di lo afu misrashal be'erav v'yishkach su'ud shabbos miliver lo mana yafe umutov shelo yis'adin shabbos achas kedei shis'adin shabbosos harbe. He says, the reason why you're not allowed to cook for that Shabbos is because if the law were to be that if you forgot to do it on Wednesday, or you lost it, and then you could cook it on Friday, so then for future years, for future holidays or that year, your understanding of the concept of Erev Tavshilin is going to become weaker. You're not going to treat it with as much respect, and therefore ultimately you're going to forget about Shabbos in such a scenario. Because if I cook on Friday, the next holiday, the next Yantiv where this occurs, so then I'll forget. I know I'm going to cook on Friday. I don't have to make this whole Erev Tavshilin business. Comes Friday, I'm very busy because it's a yantiv. There's a long davening. I had my meal with friends, so I'm going to forget about cooking on that Friday because I'm just going to forget about it. And over time, people are going to forget about Erev Tavshilin, and they're also going to forget about cooking on Friday, and we're going to lose it. So even though for this Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, let's say Friday comes, I didn't do the Erev Tavshilin this year. This Friday comes and I remember Shabbos, and so for the honor of Shabbos, I should really be cooking. We say no, don't cook. Why? Because for lichvot Shabbos, for the respect of Shabbos, not for this Shabbos, but for future Shabbosos, for in the future. So that's why we tell you not to cook this Shabbos. We would rather have it be that you're not going to have hot food this coming Shabbos, so that you'll have hot food for future Shabbosos in the future.
You're never going to miss the hot food.
What?
Other scenario, you never would have missed the hot food.
Why wouldn't you miss the hot food?
Why? Because...
The point is that if you... You'll cook.
This year,
you remember. So let me cook on Yontiv.
Right.
I forgot to make it on Wednesday, but I'll cook now on Friday for Shabbos.
Right.
So I'll have good food for Shabbos.
Right.
We tell you not to do that. Why? So you're not going to have good food on this coming Shabbos, so that you'll remember next time I have to make my Erev Tavshilin because I had a terrible Shabbos the last time I had one.
Yeah.
Right?
So Benzim, you should be allowed to cook except for that.
Yeah, for that factor. Yeah, because we care about the long term. The long term. We want you to have a good Shabbos in the long term, even if it's going to impact the short term. Then in the short term, you're not going to have a good Shabbos. You won't have it won't be as mechubad. It won't be as respectful for the Shabbos. But in the long term, we care about the long term that it will be.
Tough love.
Are we caring about each individual or communally? Just for example, if someone is terminally ill and they're not going to make it to the next year.
That's a fascinating question. That is a fascinating question.
If we're looking at it communally, then we'd say. It applies because we're teaching the lesson communally, but if we're looking at it individually, then
that's a fascinating question. So just to add to that, which is one point. So the language of the Rashba, if you look at the language of the Rashba in English, it's in the very last line, also in the Hebrew, he says Umutav shelo yisadin shabbos achas kedei shiyisadin shabbosos harbe. He said it's better that it will be worse for you for this Shabbos, so that you will be able to have a more honorable Shabbos in the future. So I believe that phrase is coming from a different context. He's borrowing that phrase from a different context. From a different... Mara, what is it?
It sounds like the inverse of the Pikuach Nefesh question.
Exactly. Pikuach Nefesh, very good. What?
It's not
the inverse, it's the exact same thing.
Except that you must break Shabbos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that you can have Shabbos in the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just to fill everybody in, there you are allowed to violate Shabbos to save a life. You're allowed to violate Shabbos, and the Talmud, the Gemara, gives various reasons for this. They give like four or five different sources for this idea. One of them is an interesting idea, and it says that you should violate Shabbos now to save somebody's life, so that, even though they're violating Shabbos right now, so that they could keep more in the future. Because by having this person live, they'll be able to live and then keep more in the future, more Shabbosos in the future. So in that context, the commentators ask Josh's question. And they ask, let's say I have a person who's not going to make it to the next Shabbos. He has a very terrible situation. Unfortunately, he's very, very sick. And even if you violate Shabbos for him on Shabbos, he's not going to make it to the next Shabbos. So are you still allowed to violate Shabbos for that? So it's possible that there are various sources for this concept. So it's a broader issue. But if you hold of just that specific reason, there are various reasons why you're allowed to violate Shabbos for this person. But if you hold of that specific reason, so then there's a lot of room to say that you would not be allowed to, because there's a discussion. Is it about keeping many more Shabbosos, or is it about keeping many more mitzvos? Is Shabbos just in place of mitzvos? So that's the discussion. Is about, because if a person's sick and they can keep more mitzvos, even if it's not specifically Shabbos, so then it's better to violate the Shabbos for more mitzvos for them to fulfill. So that's part of that discussion. But it's interesting they mention it. So then so too over here, what about in this case? So let's say you have a case where somebody is sick and they forgot to do the Erev Tavshilin, whatever the scenario is. So then are they allowed to now cook if we know that they're not going to make it to the next Yontiv? It doesn't even have to be the next week. It could be to the next Yontiv that this occurs.
With an
Erev Tavshilin, whenever that would be. Yeah. Whenever that would be. So that's a great question. I have not seen anybody that discusses that question. In the end of the day, we do not paskin like this opinion either. This is all within Rava, who says that the reason why we make Erev Tavshilin, it's for the purpose of Shabbos, to honor the Shabbos. In the end of the day, that's not the opinion that we go like. We go like the second opinion, which we'll discuss in a minute. But according to that first opinion, it's an interesting suggestion that the reason why we have this is to honor the Shabbos. We ask, what happens on Friday? Friday comes, and I remember Shabbos, even if I forgot to do the Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, I still can't do it. Why? Because it's better that you lose out on this Shabbos so that you can keep many more. Or at least, not keep many more, but you'll honor the Shabbos for many more Shabbosos in such a scenario. So the question is, what would be in a case, we don't paskin like this opinion, so this opinion is not brought down the halacha, but according to this opinion, what would be if you have a situation where there's a person who we know he won't make it to the next situation of a yontav following prior to Shabbos? What would happen in such a situation? So it's an interesting idea. Okay, so that's all within Rava. So just to review, that's all within Rava. Rava was of the opinion that the reason why we have Erev Tavshilin is to remember that Shabbos on Wednesday, I'm going to set aside a good meal for Shabbos, and that will then allow me to cook on Friday for Shabbos. So the reason for that is so that I remember Shabbos, and we go so far as to say that you're not allowed to cook on Friday, even if you remember Shabbos, if you forgot to do it on Wednesday, so that ultimately you will remember to do the Erev Tavshilin in the future, and that will make sure to keep the respect for Shabbos for the future, even though right now you might only have cold food for Shabbos. And that is, therefore we have this whole institution of an Erev Tavshilin, so that in the future you will be able to honor Shabbos properly. That's all one opinion. That's one opinion of Rava. For the rest of this class, I want to just focus on Rav Ashi. So now we could forget about Rava. Everything until now we could forget about. And now let's just focus on the second opinion of Rav Ashi. Okay, so what did Rav Ashi say? So Rav Ashi said, the purpose of Erev Tavshilin is not to honor Shabbos. It's the exact opposite. It's to honor Yontiv. That's why we have an Erev Tavshilin. We're honoring Yontiv. Why? To remind us, we have a concept of Erev Tavshilin to remind us that in a regular case of Yontiv, I'm not allowed to cook from Yontiv to the weekday. This is an exception. I am allowed to cook from Yontiv to Shabbos because it's all viewed as one theme of a Shabbos. So I'm allowed to cook from Yontiv to Shabbos, but I might make a mistake, and then for the next Yontiv, it'll be from Yontiv to weekday, and I might cook from the Yontiv to the weekday. So we have to set up a reminder to remind us that no, you're not allowed to do this. You can't cook from Yontiv to the weekday. This, what we have now for the next 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks, these are all exceptions to the rule, and so therefore we have a reminder. That's what he says. So the question is, why do I have to do this specifically? Why? There's many ways a person could have a reminder. I could say something. I could just talk. I could they could have instituted they could have told me jump up and down 100 times.
Fridge magnet,
yeah. 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 That was the Gemara's next answer. Yeah, they rejected it. So why do I specifically have to do this? Why do I have to cook something before Yontiv, and that will work? I could really do anything. So I want to present three different explanations as to why we do this one specifically. Why do we specifically do this? So first we have the Rambam. The Rambam is the next source here on the page. It's by source 3. He says, V'lama nikra shmo Erev? Why do we call this Erev Tavshilin? So he says, Shekishem sha'erev she'osin b'chatzerus u'b'movaus me'erev Shabbos. It's in English right below it. Mishim Heker. The reason why we have an Erev in what we call an Erev generally, in terms of just the wiring that makes this into one community, into one domain, the reason we have that, Mishim Heker, k'dei she'lo yala adaitam shemutar lahotzi mirishis l'rishis b'Shabbos. So they would have the Erev that the Gemara talks about is, we would put an Erev, we would put something there on the top of a pole at the very end of where the Rishis HaYachid is, where the domain is for the individual domain. And we put something there to remind us that we're not allowed to walk into the public domain. You're not allowed to walk into the public domain on Shabbos. So we put something there as a reminder. So over there, the language is an Erev. An Erev is a reminder that you're not supposed to walk from the private domain to the public domain. And so he says that the language is the same. We also call this an Erev because they're both just there to act as a heker, to act as a reminder. It's really just there as a reminder. It's something noticeable to remind us that something's different here. That just like over there, we have something which is noticeable. There's something supposed to be on the poles to remind us that we're not supposed to walk into the public domain.
By walk, you mean carry, right?
Sorry, carry, yeah. Walk and carry, yeah. For me, walking and carrying is one and the same.
Especially in Shabbos.
Yeah. Kach ze hatavshil mishim heker. So too, this cooked dish is also just to act as a reminder V'zikaron k'dei shelo yidamo v'yachshu shemutar la'afos b'yamtov ma she'enu necho bo b'yom. It's just a reminder to remind you that you're not allowed to cook in a regular situation from the yantiv to a weekday. U'lefichach nikra tavshil zeh eruvei tavshilim. So that's why it's called an Erev Tavshilin. That's the language of an Erev. Why do we use the language of Erev? What does Erev mean? So the Rambam tells us that Erev just means a reminder.
Well, this sounds like a rejection of the answer, of the idea that we had that it's somehow important that you start cooking for Shabbos before Yom Tov, so that part of your preparation is done. That sort of sounds like you're mixing something. That sounds like a mixing type thing, and he sounds like he's rejecting the idea this one is a mixing.
What do you mean by I'm not following? What do you mean that it's mixing?
Well, the word Eruv means is a mixture, right?
Not for the Rambam, I think.
Right, he's saying he's rejecting that. But like the word with Eruv Chatzerot is a mix, like we are joining together a number of
correct
Chatzerot. Correct. So he's just saying that this Eruv Tashilin is not a mixture.
Right,
like,
it's
we
not...
just carried over that language from the language of Eruv, from other Eruv.
He's carrying over that language of Eruv. Right. I think in that context also, Eruv for the Rambam also means just a hecker. I think it also just means he understands
the
word Eruv. Eruv
is also not...
Yeah, it's not for mixture, yeah. So according to the Rambam says that it's really, it's just a hecker, it's just really there as a reminder. What we do is just a reminder. The Rambam doesn't explain why we specifically do this as opposed to anything else. Why do we have to cook something beforehand? But this is just acting as a reminder. It's possible they could have instituted something else. There's nothing unique about cooking per se. As long as we have some sort of reminder, so then that would suffice. They instituted to create this reminder, so we have to do what they instituted. But it's from the Rambam. You don't get the idea that it was specifically this that it was acting as the reminder. And it could have been something else, but for some reason they chose this. People always cook before Yantiv, so it's nice to pick a reminder that has to do with cooking, and it's also for the purpose of cooking. So we're going to do this. This is why we instituted it to have you cook. But there's nothing unique about the cooking from before Yantiv that relates to this. That's the opinion of the Rambam. That's one opinion. So he doesn't really answer the question. There is a second opinion, which is not found here, but I had it somewhere. So give me one second. It was in the other pages. Here. Sorry, I don't have it quoted here. I'm just gonna read it quickly. This is in the last page, the very last page. It's only in Hebrew, but on the very last page of last week's source sheet, it's from the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is one of the Rishonim, one of the earlier commentators. He says, Rav Ashi Amar, he quotes from Rav Ashi. He says, Perush, this is very top of the last page. Lav mishim Shabbos hu de'itkon. According to Rav Ashi, the institution of Erev Tavshilin is not for the purpose of Shabbos, like what we said. Ela mishim yomtov. But the reason why we have it is for yomtov. It's to remember that yomtov is different. Kedei sheyomar ein ofen miyomtov l'Shabbos kavachomer miyomtov l'chol. It's so that we say that we're not going to cook from yomtov to Shabbos, or at least we have to do something different. So that we know, in a regular situation, we're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to the weekday. That we're not allowed to cook from the Yom Tov to the weekday, exactly like we said before. He hasn't added anything. Now he says as follows. Ulekach hitkin lo su'uda v'tavshil me'erav Yom Tov l'tzorach ha-Shabbos. He says that's why they instituted that you have to make a meal prior to Yom Tov, and that meal, which is just a reminder according to the Rambam, also has to be for Shabbos. He says it has to be l'tzorach ha-Shabbos. This meal that you're making on Wednesday has to be for Shabbos, which is a little strange, because who said the meal has to be for Shabbos?
Wrong.
Not this opinion.
Right.
It was the previous opinion, right? The previous opinion said that you have to make a meal for Shabbos because it's all time of the Shabbos. Rav Ashi, the second opinion, which is what we're dealing with right now, says that you're making a meal, why? Just as a remembrance. You have to remember that something's different here. This is a different situation, so that you know that in the future, when I have Yontov prior to the weekday, that I know that I'm not allowed to cook from Yontov to the weekday. That's why Rav Ashi says you have to make this Erev Tavshilin. It's not for Shabbos, but it's for the week. It's for Yontiv. It's to honor Yontiv. And yet Rav Ashi says that I have to cook it. It's Letzorach Shabbos. That meal that I'm cooking on Wednesday is really supposed to be a Shabbos meal. I'm supposed to designate that for Shabbos. One second, let's finish Rav. Then you'll ask your question. It has to be Letzorach Shabbos. Why? V'kevan de'avilei hekera. And now that you did this heker, this remembrance of a meal which is supposed to be for Shabbos, Mishra Sharilei, we now allow you to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Now that you cooked something on Wednesday for Shabbos, we will now allow you to cook on Friday for Shabbos. This will now allow you to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Deha Amar, because we will say, Kol mai debasha liyamtivhu, ta isle su'uda l'Shabbos. He says something fascinating. He says, why? How does this work? How does this work? To this whole concept of having this Erev Tavshilin, to remember that this is something which is different, so that in a classical case, which is Yom Tov, and then the weekday, I'll remember that I'm not allowed to cook from the Yom Tov to the weekday. How does this whole thing work? So he says as follows. He says, when I cook on Wednesday, that Wednesday I'm before Yom Tov, that is going to be designated as my Shabbos meal. I have a Shabbos meal now. So I already have everything I need for Shabbos. So when I cook now on Friday for Shabbos, I'm not cooking for Shabbos. I already made everything I needed to make on Wednesday. What am I cooking for right now? I'm cooking for Yom Tov. That's why I'm cooking. I made everything I needed to make on Wednesday. I made my one meal on Wednesday for Shabbos. So when I cook right now on Yom Tov, on Friday, which is Yom Tov, so I'll say that I'm not cooking for Shabbos. I'm really cooking for Yom Tov. So I never could cook from Yom Tov to the next day. Because everything's being cooked for right now. So it's not just a reminder and like an alarm clock. It's more than just an alarm clock to remember that this is something which is different. What's going on here, and we'll analyze this further. This is not so simple. What's going on here is that I'm cooking on Wednesday. And through cooking on Wednesday, ultimately, I will never be cooking for the next day. It'll be just like any other Yom Tov. I'm not allowed to cook for the next day. Fine, I'm not allowed to cook for the next day. I'll cook on Wednesday. This will act as my meal for Shabbos. Comes Friday, and I'm supposed to cook for Shabbos. I'll cook, and this will be my Yom Tov meal. It'll be viewed as my Yom Tov meal. I'm never cooking for Shabbos. So there'll never be a situation where I'm cooking for Shabbos. Does anybody want to repeat that?
There's no problem with cooking too much on Yom Tov, right, for Yom Tov.
It's true. That is true. But right now, it's Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
You already have late afternoon visitors.
Yeah, you never know.
So that itself is a separate discussion, which you're mentioning now. That the Gemara also discusses in a different Gemara. The big question on this is, who are we kidding? Right? That's the big question.
Even if you are kidding somebody, you need 3 meals for Shabbos. Yeah. So you can't be done.
Yeah, you also need 3 meals. It's a good point. That question I don't have so much of an answer to. Hopefully the who are we kidding, I will have an answer to.
The idea here is that we're reducing the urgency of our cooking for Shabbos. Because we already have something.
Well, he says, his language is, we will say, the Amar Kol, everything that I cook is for Yom Tov. Because I already made my meal for Shabbos. Everything that I cook is for Yom Tov.
Can you read that line again? I'm sorry, I didn't have
the copy. Here, everything that I cook, it's on the top of the page. Everything that I cook now, since I already made my meal on Wednesday, so everything that I cook now is for Yom Tov. It's not for Shabbos. So there'll never be a situation where I'm cooking for the next day. When Yom Tov is prior to the weekday, I'm not allowed to. Happens to be on Yom Tov to Shabbos, I'm allowed to cook. But we have to set a reminder to tell us that you're never allowed to do this again. How do we set the reminder? By saying, even now, I'm not cooking for the next day. Because I already made all my food for Shabbos on Wednesday. So right now, on Friday, I'm not making any food for Shabbos. I'm making it for Yom Tov. And so that's what the reminder is. It's not just, a reminder that I could have picked anything. No, it's specifically this, that you're cooking for Shabbos. Your Wednesday meal is for Shabbos. One second. Your Wednesday meal is for Shabbos. And so therefore, when I cook on Friday, I don't have to cook for Shabbos. I'm going to say that all my food is for Yom Tov. Yeah.
L'chora, this should work even when the next day is not Shabbos. I mean, it was your classic case where the next day, Yom Tov is on a Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
And the next day is Wednesday. I make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov, which is going to be my Wednesday meal, so then on Tuesday I should be able to cook everything for Wednesday, saying, no, really, that's for Yom Tov.
Yeah. That's a good question. That's a good question. In addition to that, let's just go back to our previous question about who are we kidding? It's Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm cooking. I'm not allowed to just say that this is for Yantav. I'm cooking for Shabbos. I'm cooking for Shabbos. So the fact that I made my little egg on Wednesday, so who are we kidding to say that when I make my whole next two meals on Friday afternoon, that how could I claim that that's for Yantav and that's not for the next day? Who am I kidding? So I think it's a strong question, but I think you have to say that it's true from a subjective standpoint. I know that I'm cooking it for Shabbos, but you're allowed to cook it for Shabbos also. You're allowed to cook it for Shabbos from Yontif to Shabbos. It's just from Yontif to the weekday you're not allowed to. From subjectively, I'm cooking from Yontif to Shabbos. The whole issue, the whole concern here is more of like on the objective realm of, are people going to see what's going on? And are they now going to extrapolate from this situation to other cases where Yontif is prior to the weekday? It's more on an objective realm as opposed to on a subjective realm. People are going to see what's going on. The whole community is cooking on Friday for Shabbos. So objectively, people are going to say, look, we're allowed to cook from Yontif to the next day. So too, if Yontif is following Yontif is a weekday, so then I could also cook from Yontif to the weekday. So perhaps on an objective realm, we view this as if you cook on beforehand, so then we could objectively view this as just a cooking for the weekday, for Yontif, sorry. This is like objectively, it's true, subjectively, we're not kidding ourselves. We know that you're cooking it for Shabbos. Everyone agrees that you're cooking this for Shabbos. It's just that we'll view this in terms of just this reminder. This is all part of the reminder. It's not like we're kidding ourselves. It's just in terms of this reminder, we will view this as though you are just purely cooking for Yontif, because on Wednesday, you already cooked it for Shabbos. And so therefore, objectively, we could say that this looks like you're cooking it for Yontif. So really, you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. You're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. The reason why we have the whole concept of Erev Tov Shilin anyways to begin with is just to remind us that Yontif is something which is special and you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to the weekday. So we want to create a reminder during this time period to say that this is an exception. So we have to keep that in mind. So this is all just a reminder. So the opinion is saying, how do we create such a reminder? We want to make it look like, we're not kidding ourselves, you're allowed to do it anyways, you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, but we want to make it look like somewhat that on an objective realm, when you cook on Friday, it's just purely for Yontif. But it's true, you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos anyways, but just in terms of just having this reminder, we'll make it look like that you're cooking it purely for Yontif, but not that you're cooking for the next day, so that in the future it won't look like you're cooking for the next day. That's the opinion of the Rav. So just to review, in terms of the second opinion of Rav Ashi says that the reason why we have Erev Tov Shilin is not to honor Shabbos. It's not to honor Shabbos. It's really to honor Yom Tov. To remember that Yom Tov is something which is special, that you're not allowed to think about the next day. This is an exception. You are allowed to think about the next day because the next day is Shabbos. Oh, so we create the whole concept of Erev Tov Shilin to remind you that this is something which is special. So the Rambam says that this is just, you know, it's like an alarm clock. It's just something to act as a reminder, to remind you that something's different here. The second opinion says that it's more than just a reminder, but it's a reminder within a certain context. It's a reminder that they made in a way where you could view your cooking on Friday as though it's purely for Yontif. And it's as though you're not cooking it for the next day. You really are cooking it for the next day. But we're going to create this reminder in a way where it looks like, it has the potential to look like, you're just cooking it for that very day, for that Friday. But it's not for the next day. And so that's what the second opinion says. So according to the second opinion, the cooking that you do on Wednesday, that is supposed to be for Shabbos. Right? That's supposed to be for the Shabbos meal. So that at least on Friday you could claim, or at least objectively you can make such a claim, that this is not for Shabbos. This is just purely for Friday. So according to this opinion, I would assume he would also hold that you should have to cook it on Wednesday. Since this meal is for Shabbos, so then we would want you to cook it as close as possible to Shabbos. You would also have to hold that you have to cook it on Wednesday. Anyways, that's the second opinion.
Well, why is that?
Possibly. It might not, there might be a small difference, but because it has to be for the purpose of Shabbos, so it might have to be as close as possible. You should cook it as close as possible.
Why can't it just has to be a meal that I'm planning on eating on Shabbos? So let's say I cooked it on Sunday.
So you're saying because it's not for the honor of Shabbos, as opposed to the first opinion?
My wife sometimes cooks for Shabbos on Sunday. Not the whole Shabbos on Sunday.
Yes, yeah, so
I'm saying you're making a hard-boiled egg, and this is my hard-boiled egg, and I'm going to eat on Shabbos, and you're
okay, saying... Okay, I hear that, potentially. It might be different than the first opinion, because it's the honor Shabbos. Okay, fine. Let's just go to the last opinion here, as to why we created the situation of an Erev Tashlichin. This is the last source on the second page. This is the opinion of Rashi. And this is actually how we paskin. So, if you want to know why we do Erev Tashlichin, you can forget everything we said until now, and this is the real reason why we do Erev Tashlichin. We'll see that this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Ramah is the Ashkenazi posek in the Shulchan Aruch, which is what we follow in terms of halacha, so he quotes this opinion. We'll see it in a minute. So Rashi says as follows. Rav Ashi says, Lo lichvod Shabbos tiknuhu, el lichvod yontov. The whole institution of Erev Tashlichin is not to honor Shabbos, but it's really to honor Yontov. And it's to remember that this is a unique situation, like what we've been saying until now, that this is different. You're allowed to cook from Yontov to Shabbos. Why do we have this whole concept of cooking? Why do we specifically have a reminder through cooking? So Rashi goes on to say, and this is the next Rashi, Kidei she'yomru ein ofen miyontov l'Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook from Yontov to Shabbos. Eleim kein hischil mi ba'od yom. De'eino ela kegomer v'holich. Aval itchu le'lo. The whole institution of Erev Tashlichin accomplishes the following. We view it, you're not allowed to cook. When are you not allowed to cook on Yontov? From Yontov to the weekday. You're not allowed to cook at all from the Yontov to the weekday. So we set a reminder in a situation where it's Yontov and then Shabbos to say that this situation is different. So what is that reminder? The Rambam, the first opinion, said it's just a reminder, whatever it is. It's just acting as a reminder. Rashi now is explaining, what is this reminder? The reminder is saying, you're also not allowed to cook from Yontov to Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook from Yontov to Shabbos. Just like you're not allowed to cook from Yontov to the weekday, you are not allowed to cook from Yontov to Shabbos. But only when that cooking is the beginning of your preparation for Shabbos. To start preparing for Shabbos on Yontov, that you're not allowed to do. But if you already started preparing from before Yontov, you made your Erev Tashlichin on Wednesday, which is before Yontov. You already started cooking a little bit. So then to just finish the preparations on Yontov, that will allow. To finish the preparations, we will allow. But to start the preparations, that we won't allow. And that's what our reminder is going to be. From Yontov to Shabbos, I'm also not allowed to cook. Unless I'm just finishing the preparations. I already started it on Wednesday.
It's not a reminder, though.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is acting as a reminder that, it's supposed to act as a reminder that this situation, I'm only allowed to do so much.
It's much more than a reminder. It's the halacha is that I'm not allowed to cook from Yontov to Shabbos. Just like I'm not allowed to cook from Yontov to the weekend.
Well, it's supposed to be
the only way that I can do it is if I start it, so that's my start.
It's a reminder because in a regular case of where it's Yontov to the weekday, I'm not even allowed to do that. So it also has to act as a reminder to say that from the Yontov to the weekday, I can't do anything. This is something which is unique. This situation is unique. I'm allowed to finish my preparations on Yontov to then cook for Shabbos. To remind me that in a situation where it's from Yontov to the weekday, I can't do anything. I'm not even allowed to finish my preparations.
How do we know that it's a reminder?
It's just, he's commenting on the Gemara.
The Gemara says a reminder? I missed that part of last week.
It didn't... It basically says it as a reminder.
I'm confused. I thought it was halakhically acceptable to cook on Yontov for Shabbos.
It's true. It is halakhically acceptable. But in order to remember that I'm not allowed to cook from Yontov to the weekday, we instituted that you're not allowed to cook even from Yontov to Shabbos. Really,
so
ideally,
there's an additional
halacha that they instituted. Okay. That really, you're allowed to cook, you're right, you're allowed to cook from Yontov to Shabbos. But because we're concerned that you're going to then think that you could cook from Yontov to the weekday, we said, you're not allowed to cook from Yontov to Shabbos. Unless it's just finishing the preparations. If you're finishing the preparations, so then that is what it's allowed. So that's why on Wednesday, I'm allowed to, if I cook on Wednesday, so then that connects my cooking to my cooking that I do on Friday. It's like, it's one long preparation. My Wednesday cooking is not just purely for Shabbos. It's also, I'm preparing now from Wednesday to Thursday to Friday for Shabbos. So that I'm allowed to do. And so that's how we pass it. So if you want to know, just to, the takeaway to go home with, why is it, what am I doing on Wednesday, the way the poskim say it, the way we paskin, why am I cooking on Wednesday? The reason why I'm cooking on Wednesday is because now I'm starting my preparations for Shabbos so that I can then continue it on Friday. On Friday now I'm allowed to continue, I'm finishing off my preparations for Shabbos. Why? To remember that this is something you're really not supposed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, to remind ourselves that you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to the weekday. So I'm not allowed to cook from Yontif to the weekday. So therefore they instituted you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos either, unless you're finishing off the your preparations. Okay, so that's just to finish off the preparations.
How much or how little do you have to do for the Erev Tashlili? Can it just be, does it still need to be dish?
We'll get into that.
We're going to be doing that.
Next week.
It'll be too late. I need to know now.
The Rashi seems to drop.